வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, Text Number 52, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 14th of May, 1973, in Los Angeles, California.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
As it is not possible to filter muddy water through mud, nor purify a wine-stained pot with wine, it is not possible to contract the killing of men by sacrificing animals.
Yet, one of the most important points is surakritam bhutahatya. Surakritam means things becoming impure simply by touching liquor. Liquor is so impure. Just like you have got a very big pot of milk, but if you put one drop of wine in it, then it becomes immediately impure. You can analyze chemical. Immediately impure. That sura, liquor, has become our daily affair. We are so impure. And bhutahatya, and killing of animals. The modern civilization means large-scale arrangement for killing animals and large-scale arrangement for distilling liquor, especially in the Western countries. And India is also now following. So this is the position of the world. What is being condemned by Maharaj Yudhisthira, that those items at the present moment are being encouraged by the government. This is the difference between this government and Maharaj Yudhisthira's government. You can just imagine. So the example is very nice. Yatha panki na pankambha, muddy water. If you bring muddy water, if you want to cleanse it, precipitate, then you cannot add another lump of mud in it. No. You have to add something chemical, just an alum in muddy water. If you put little alum, chemical, am I right, chemist?
Yes.
So, immediately there will be precipitation and all the muddy things will be collected and the water will be clear, original. So, we are discussing about the muddy atmosphere. Things are there, sinful, muddy. But there is process also, how to counteract it. The process is also prescribed there. So, at the present moment, the whole world is muddy. But you cannot clear this muddy situation by adding more mud. They are trying to do that. They are not trying. There is bathing method also like that, that if you have done something wrong, you do another wrong thing. That is called prayaschitta. Prayaschitta. But Bhagavat does not accept this kind of prayaschitta. Prayaschitta vimarsana. By this kind of reformation, suppose you have commit theft, this is sinful activities, and you are put into the jail for 6 months. That does not mean that you become an honest man. That doesn't mean. So, it is something like that. to clear the muddy water, put another lump of mud on it. This is not help. Something effective must be brought in. That effective thing is kalo nastiva nastiva gadirannatha, only this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. The whole world is muddy. It is impure, full of sinful activities. So, if you want to clear the situation of the modern world, then this is the only remedy. Harirnama, 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 Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nastiva, 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 Gatirannatha. There is no other way. And actually, we are seeing practically how by chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna Mantra, how nasty people are becoming purified, Vaishnava, Brahmana. Actually nasty. Now, here it is said that Surakritam, a drop of wine, makes the whole thing impure. And liquor, drinking, is our daily business. So the example is given, that suppose here is one drop of wine, and think the place has become impure, so if you bring another gallon of wine and just sweep over it, mop it with wine, that is not the process. You have to bring pure water and wash it, then it will purify. You cannot say that wine is also liquid, why not cleanse it here by wine? No. So the Vedic conception is completely different. According to modern science, they put things into alcohol to sterilize. Is it not? Yes. But it becomes more impure. Anything you put into alcohol, that becomes more impure, according to this. So, there are so many things. Our position, jeev, is living entity, is pure by nature, because it is part and parcel of God, Krishna. So, we have accumulated so much, so many material things by which we have become impure. And yajñe, there is bhūta-hatyā. Bhūta-hatyā is also recognized here, is sinful activities. As wine is sinful or impure, if not sinful, it is impure. Bhūta-hatyā, killing of animal, is also sinful activities. So, you cannot counteract by performing yajña, because in the yajña there is also another bhūta-hatyā. Even there is no bhūta-hatyā, that is called pañca-suṇā yajña. Five kind of imperceptible sinful activities. Just like we are walking on the street, there are many ants and germs that are being killed. I do not know. I do not wish to kill, but they are being killed. When you are igniting fire in the fireplace, there are so many small ants. So as soon as you ignite all those small ants, you cannot see the dark. Similarly, when you keep water, there are so many microbes and other living entities. So as you press on it, they die. Similarly, pestle and mortar, in India the system, they don't purchase, those who are rigid family, they do not purchase these powder spices, no. They bring whole spices and they smash it with mortar and pestle. That is very nice. So, doing that, smashing what? You kill so many animals. In breathing, you kill so many animals. In drinking water, you kill so many animals. This is bhuta-hatya. You are killing. This is intentional, not intentional. You do not know. Therefore, in the Vedic system, there is prescription, pancha-suna-yajna. Pancha means five. And suna means bhuta-hatya or killing animals, suna. Sriya-suna-pana-duto. Suna. Suna means violence. So, we prohibit this, four kinds of sinful life. Killing of animals, and illicit sex, striya, suna, and pancha suna, Striya suna pana, pana means intoxicants, and duto means gant. So these are four kinds of sinful activities. So out of that, suna is what? That is also divided in many divisions, at least five. Willingly, we are not going to kill anybody, but unwillingly. Therefore, there is panchasuna yajna. You have to perform yajna every day to counteract this sinful reaction of your imperceptible killings of animals. That's it. This is Vedic life. So Yudhishthira Maharaj says that it is not possible to counteract. But indirectly, Yudhishthira Maharaj says that he says simply the negative side, but the positive side is, in this age, simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you become purified. That is the recommendation by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaita Darpana Marjaram. There are two kinds of, what is called, atonement. One atonement by the prescribed method. You have done, just like I'll give you a common example. Just like you have committed theft. One atonement is that you go to the jail and live there for some time. This is atonement. If you have committed a murder, then you also be hanged. These are the laws. When the king orders somebody to be hanged on account of his committing murder, the king is not sinful. King is helpful. King is helping that rascal to atone his murdering activities. Otherwise, if he is not hanged, then next time he will be put into difficulty. Next time he will have to become animal. He will be slaughtered. These laws they do not know. Why these animals are being slaughtered? There is some nature's law. They were murderer or slaughterer in their past life as human being. Now they have assumed, they have accepted a body to be slaughtered by the laws of nature. When an animal is slaughtered in sacrifice, there is mantra. The mantra is that the animal slaughter in sacrifice is recommended for the animal eaters, not for all. Those who are too restrict. In the Vedas, there is recommendation that animal can be sacrificed in yajna. So, that is also another meaning. The verse says, Loki babaya amisham adya siva nityasti jantu nahi tatra chodana. In this material world, every living entity has got natural propensity for sex life, meat eating, and intoxication. There is already propensities. You haven't got to teach. Nobody teaches in the school how to enjoy sex life. Everyone knows. So, these things are natural. Then why it has been taken by the Vedas? This will be the question. That without marriage, sex life is going on. Why this show of marriage? People may question this. But there is need, because Vedas have taken this marriage. Marriage is Vedic. So, why Vedas have taken this marriage? Not to restrict it. Without marriage, sex life is unrestricted. And as soon as it comes to the Vedic principle, it becomes restricted. So, the idea is to restrict. People are accustomed to this habit, and on account of this habit, they gradually become implicated with the laws of material nature. Therefore, there is some restriction. Just like anyone can distill liquor at home. It is not a very difficult thing. Anyone can do it. In India, they do it. It is called dhenomot. Dhenomot means, mot means liquor. And dheno means from rice. Just like we cook rice. So you cook rice and keep it in water for a few days or for a month. It becomes liquor. It becomes liquor. So, why government has restricted? Oh, you cannot manufacture liquor. You have to purchase from the licensed shop. Why? And that is restriction. If the government would have allowed that you can distill liquor and drink it, then there was no limit. Everyone would have. There is no restriction. So restriction is required. Why? It is because it is bad. Nobody restricts that you don't manufacture chapati. No. Because it is not a bad thing. If there is no such law that you don't manufacture nice food stuff, no, that is very good. But when it is bad, then there is restriction. Therefore, there is restriction of sex life, there is restriction of drinking wine, there is restriction of meat eating, and there is restriction of gambling. Because these things are bad. You cannot become good by indulging in bad things. That is not possible. The same thing. Just like you cannot clear muddy water by putting another mud. That is not possible. So, the human life is meant for purification. Satya Shuddhi. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Abhayam, Abhayam Sattasang Shuddhi. Sattasang Shuddhi, it is very important thing. Satta means my existence. I am eternal. So, I am existing. But, I am suffering. I am suffering. Just like I have got now cold affection. This is not my natural state. But, I have been affected by chilly cold or something like that. Therefore I am suffering. So it is my duty to cure it, to take some medicine, to go to the physician. That is called Satta Samsuddhi. Purify your existence. By nature, by constitutional position, every living entity is as pure as God. But God does not become impure. We become impure. Therefore, we are suffering. That is it. So, this impurity can be rectified in this life. his human form of life. Therefore, human form of life is meant for purification. Therefore, so many scriptures are there, so many teachers are there, so many rules and regulations are there. They are not meant for the animals, because they cannot be purified. They must have to come to this position by evolution of human being. Then there is chance of purification. Therefore, in this human life, if we do not purify our existence, then we go on with this impure existence. Impure existence means transmigration of the soul from one body to another and become subjected to birth, death, old age and disease. This is impurification. So they do not know that death is not my obligation. Because I am impure, therefore I am dead. Birth is not my obligation. Because I am impure, therefore I am taking birth. Janmamrityu, four things. Janmamrityu jara vyadhi. Janma, birth, is due to my impure consciousness. Therefore, if we purify our consciousness by advancing, by developing Krishna consciousness, then we become pure. This is the process of Krishna consciousness movement. Chaita darpana marjanam, Chaitanya Mahapurushas. Cleansing the heart and all these purificatory methods, they are based on cleansing the heart. If I think myself that I am something of this material product, the scientists, they say that I am this material thing. They do not understand what is spiritual identity. And I act according to that material conception, and that is impurity of my consciousness. First thing is to understand that I am not this material body. Therefore, spiritual education begins from this body, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, "Dehin asmin yatha dehi." Asmin dehi, in this body, there is the spiritual power who is the proprietor of the body. This is the beginning of spiritual education. What is the scientist cannot imagine, or they have no idea. From there we begin our education in spiritual life. Beyond that jurisdiction, beyond the jurisdiction of the scientist, how they can understand this movement? It is beyond their jurisdiction. When they will receive 1,000 of Nobel Prize, at that time, they may be able to understand that where Krishna consciousness movement begins. They do not know even where the Krishna consciousness movement begins. Therefore, generally people cannot understand what is this Krishna consciousness movement. They think it is some religious sentiment, like so many other religions. It is like that. No. It is the most scientific movement. Purifying the existence of the living being so that he can eternally, blissfully live with complete knowledge. That is Krishna consciousness movement. To purify. Jina Suddhita Satya. And for such, just like for being cured from your attack of cold and cough, you take so many medicines. Go to so many physicians, you spend some money. Why? You want to be cured. Similarly, if you understand that this is my disease, repetition of birth, death, old age and disease, so you will have to sacrifice, just like you are sacrificing money for being cured from the disease condition. Similarly, Shastra says that this human life is meant for tapasya. Tapasya. Tapodibbam. Jena Suddhita Satta. This human life is meant for tapasya, not for indulging in sensual gratification like the animals. Tapasya. So this, in the tapasya method, these things are prescribed. So Yudhishthira Maharaj is mentioning that. So this Krishna consciousness movement means training people how to become tapasya. Tapasya is undergoing tapasya regularly, so that he may be cured from this permanent disease, birth, death, old age, and disease. The Krishna consciousness movement, the whole Vedic process is meant for that purpose, to purify the existence of the living being, so that he can be saved from the repetition of birth, death, old age, and disease. Read some of the part.
Ashwamedha yajñas, or gomedha yajñas, or the sacrifices in which a horse or a bull is sacrificed, were not, of course, for the purpose of killing the animals. Lord Chaitanya said that such animals sacrificed on the altar of yajña were rejuvenated and a new life was given to them. It was just to prove the efficacy of the hymns of the Vedas. By recitation of the hymns of the Vedas in the proper way, certainly the performer gets relief from the reactions of sins. But in case of such sacrifices not properly done under expert management, certainly one has to become responsible for animal sacrifice.
This is a long subject matter. That the sacrifice in yajna recommended, that is not for killing the animal, but it is a tasting how the Vedic mantras are being properly chanted. Because an old animal put into the fire, and by Vedic mantras, he would come out again with young life. That is sacrifice of animal in the yajna. Therefore, in this age, there is no such expert brahmana who can chant the mantras properly, and or he can behave, because the life is very abominable. Therefore, because there is no expert brahmana, these sacrifices are forbidden in this age. Kalau pancha vimarja asamedham gavalammam devarena sutatpatti sannyasam. These things are forbidden in this age, because there is no proper man to conduct. In the Kali Yuga, this sacrifice is recommended. Yajñai saṅkīrtanai prāyai jajanti hi sumedhas. Saṅkīrtan yajna. This yajna will help you. The real thing is the heart, the mind. If this yajna, saṅkīrtan yajna, cleanses your mind and heart, then you come to the platform of knowledge, then automatically other things become effective. So, in this age, it is recommended, the other yajnas will not be effective, neither it is recommended. But the saṅkīrtan yajna, yajñai saṅkīrtanai, that is recommended. Everyone can join it and he can become purified, he can become situated on spiritual platform, and his life becomes successful. Thank you very much.